Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is going to drive me crazy, so I'm going to do it that way. We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6, and then the Players Lounge at 7. Cooper DeGene, there we go. There was something different, wasn't there, Dave? Okay. Just want to make sure I wasn't going crazy. Cooper DeGene will be the special guest at the Players Lounge today. Coop! So, you said the ladies love Coop, right? Last time he was a Players Lounge?
Who said that?
I think you said it. You didn't say it?
Maybe. I might have said that. Yep.
Sorry. So that was that an off-air
thing? His girlfriend
thing?
Is still in town. Oh. I don't know.
So no, yeah. Not Coop loves the ladies.
Yeah.
But the other way around.
Yeah.
The other way around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. Whoops. Well, actually.
No, because I did that, and he brought her with him. She was with him the second time.
Well.
I had to tell Hugh, like, no, don't.
She's getting on the plane right now.
Right.
Yeah. To get to Philadelphia. While we're talking about private conversations, text message from Jack yesterday at halftime.
Yeah.
He says, I'm nervous that this is a one-score game. And I'm like, Jack, it's 27-15.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
So I thought it was 25-17.
I'm looking at the score.
No,
and I'm
like,
those state sides you had yesterday.
Dude, I had a top tier beer selection. Just letting everyone know. I don't know how it got to 55, frankly. Like, when they scored to make it at 40 something, I think I stopped paying attention.
Right.
Really?
I know you did.
When it got to 55, it was like, how'd that happen?
Yeah, Shipley. Right?
Yes.
I think Shipley got the last touchdown.
Yeah, well, after Shipley he got chased down. Yeah.
Yeah, got caught.
He got caught. Okay. Okay. He's not Saquon.
Well,
yeah.
He's a.
Well, you know why he got caught? Because he went to cover the ball up.
Well, that's just ball security.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get.
Heads up play.
You're going to get caught from behind. You're not going to. You're a. I don't know, an invigorating white, but you're not exciting if you're going to get caught from behind.
Well, hold on.
Don't hate on Shipley, man.
No, I'm just going to say.
That's going to be our number two back next year.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you don't.
Never seen Kenny Gainwell break one that far.
Oh, come on.
Well, have you
don't hate on Gainwell. Guy's got a concussion.
I'm not hating on the guy. Yeah. I'm just saying.
He's a 6 yards at a time guy.
He is.
Kenny G's not a game breaker.
So, after the game.
Yes.
Here was Nick Sirianni talking about Jalen Hurts.
Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Come here. You know, we talked about this game coming in. Neither one of your teams, this team, your team, or Washington, they did not turn the ball over today. You created all four turnovers and all scored touchdowns after every one of them. What does that say about your football team?
Yeah, first and foremost, everything good in our life comes from God, so thank God for that.
How about our quarterback?
How about your quarterback?
He's a stud.
He is a stud.
I knew he was going to play that way. I knew it. Don't doubt him. All he does is win.
All right. So there's Nick. Will you stop it? Or you're not going to be allowed at Chickies anymore.
Oh, wow.
Holy moly. So here was Jalen talking about his coach, Nick Sirianni, who just wins.
I mean, to get all that praise from coach post-game on stage, and what's it like playing for Coach Sirianni?
Well, he's done a great job. He's done a great job. I guess he let me on my straight jacket a little bit today.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of, what did Jack say? Appreciate you.
Appreciate you?
Yeah. It is the weirdest relationship I've ever seen.
And I can't tell if he was, there's people saying he was just being sarcastic, like he was joking around. But I've never seen him, like, joke before.
Yeah. He chuckled.
I was going to say, weird. Did he? I didn't see it. Did he, I don't know, did he have a smile afterwards? I have no idea. I don't know.
He did a smile. He did a laugh beforehand.
Yeah, okay. He went, they said, what's it like playing for Sirianni? He went, huh, coach did a great job.
He's a man of few words.
He is a man of few words.
He really is.
When it comes to coach, he's a man of few words. Any other time, he can give you a lot up there when he wants to give you a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to have them both at WIP for Lie Detector Day. I think what I would love to hear. It does hurt saying what he said about them taking the straitjacket off of him. Mm-hmm. It does speak to them specifically asking him, obviously, and him knowing since the bye week that his role as a thrower would be minimized. You know, and it's weird because there are a lot of throws that he has the opportunity to make that he hasn't. And I do wonder what his mental role has been in all of this. Like, he's obviously done what they've asked him to do, and he's done it the way that they've asked him to do it. But to go from the way they started playing this season and that first game mm-hmm. to what it ended up being, which was, you know, 17 to 20 throws every game, mm-hmm. it was a huge change. And I do wonder, moving forward after this year, look, even if they win the Super Bowl, you know, we talked about AJ getting paid and that'll settle everything down. It settles everything down until you don't get the ball and you want to play and you're a proud player. So I do wonder, I know we have a game in 2 weeks, but I do wonder what this looks like moving forward, the offense itself, because I don't get the sense that Jalen loves throwing the ball 18 times a game.
Well, I think he loves not turning the ball over.
Well, for sure, yeah.
Well, when he was throwing it 30-plus times a game, what was happening?
We just turned the ball over. I agree. Yeah. Well, no, I agree. I agree in what they've done. Mm-hmm. But players don't think that way all the time. You know, I don't think he thinks.
Well, here's what Jalen doesn't like. If you're wondering about, I think he's okay with it. I really do. What he doesn't like is being criticized over it.
Right.
Right. So if you're saying they took the ball out of his hands, they don't let him throw anymore because he can't throw, and that's the stuff he does not like.
Sure.
Because he's basically saying, we win football games, I'm a part of it, and that's not good enough. And so I think he doesn't enjoy his game being under the microscope like it is. And it's not just locally. They were talking about it last week on ESPN. Like, it's he doesn't like that narrative around him that he can't do it when he's done it in the past.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 215.
Nope. Well, and I would say this.
Yep.
This is where the frustration will come in, because it almost feels as if he's being nitpicked at. Like, you're nitpicking. Team wins. They win. They blow teams out. And the numbers don't look good enough. His numbers don't look good enough. Right? And I think that's why his message has been over the last couple of weeks, well, I don't play for the numbers. We play this game to win. Winning is going to look different. I've done it differently. I've done it this way. I've done it that way. But the main thing that's been consistent is we win. That's when you're a quarterback and that's what you're judged off of, he wants that to be talked about more than anything else, is that he's a winning quarterback. He wins games.
I think if he wins the Super Bowl, I think that is what will be talked about.
Yeah, but it shouldn't take him just winning the Super Bowl. When he's been in the playoffs 4 straight years. Now he has over a 500 record in the playoffs. He's beaten some of the game's best quarterbacks. Like, in his eyes, like, the other guys don't get judged. They haven't won Super Bowls either.
Right,
like, Joe Burrow hasn't won a Super Bowl. None of those guys have.
But I do think Burrow maybe not as much. I do think Lamar Jackson gets judged. I do think Josh Allen gets judged. I think those guys.
Josh Allen doesn't get judged that way because everybody says he's a top 3 quarterback every year.
Well, before the year, the players said that he was
the most. Those are players. I'm talking about media.
Overrated. But I do think media questions Josh Allen. I do think they question
Lamar
Jackson.
Not like Jalen Hurts, though.
No, but I also think that, yeah. I
know you're going to say he's better. That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
because
you look at
that.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I'm saying, from his standpoint, I win. I win football games. I'm in the playoffs every year. He's saying that's what he should be applauded for versus picking apart his game. Like, that's right. That's,
yeah. And I think if he
and
was
Lamar got picked apart because everybody wanted to label him a runner.
Right.
Right? Even though he won multiple MVPs and all this other stuff, they still pick his game apart.
Yeah, well, and that's where, like, ultimately, winning games is great, but ultimately, when you're a quarterback, those guys get get just like a.
Well, he's gone to two Super Bowls now.
Yes, but he has to win. I mean,
to get your credit.
No, if your thing is you're a winner and you don't put up numbers but you just win, then you have to win. Then you have to win Super Bowl.
Yeah, but nobody else is winning Super Bowls but Patrick Mahomes.
Well, Matt Stafford won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Oh, yep. He did on a loaded team after being a loser for a decade.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But they had those questions about Stafford. That, like, every time I bring up Philip Rivers, he put up numbers, but you say he didn't win a Super Bowl. Like, I think those things are fair. I think if you're going to give quarterbacks credit for wins, then why stop? Did you see what I'm saying? You're either a winner and that's what you do, and it's not the numbers. But then you have to win a Super Bowl. Like, otherwise people can say, well, the reason that you haven't won a Super Bowl is because you don't produce enough.
Right. But what I'm saying is he'll be the only guy that wins a Super Bowl, and we'll look at his numbers and say he got carried to the Super Bowl to win. You see what I'm saying? Like, they'll go win the Super Bowl, and he'll throw for 180, and it'll be he didn't do enough where it, Saquon, you know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't get the credit that he feels he deserves.
I think if he wins the Super Bowl, that will quiet down. I think that side will quiet down.
All right.
215-592-9494. Louis, Nebraska, you're on WIP.
It's like Kenny. I can feel it when you walk. Oh, hello? Hello?
We got you, Louis. Lock in.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Josh, you know, I don't think Jalen played a good game yesterday because he's just not that guy. You know what I mean, Jack?
Yeah, he threw for too many yards, actually,
So, Louis, what was the difference? See, this is amusing to me. There was a difference between yesterday and the week before, right?
100%.
And what was the he played better, right?
Yeah, well, okay. It was the straight jacket. You didn't see he had the straight jacket on in the snowball?
He played better. Why can't you?
Well, he also didn't play well against the Packers. There was no snow in that one.
He played okay against the Packers.
It was one of the – never mind.
You guys know I love –
oh, would you pipe down?
And to also make fun of you at the same time. I just think now because Kellamore didn't get the Cowboys job, he actually could focus.
He
on
did.
Game plan.
Yeah.
He said, you know what?
Yeah.
Because I didn't get the job that I wanted, let me bust open this playbook and let me show you what I really do. You know what I mean? How incredible, okay, did Jalen look? He almost looked like Kenny Pickett because I know, you know, Spike and Fritz are Kenny Pickett fans, how he gets the ball out quick, you know, throws the ball away. How many throwaway balls did Jalen have yesterday? I mean, did he not look like the best quarterback in the league besides Mahomes, of course?
No, Josh Allen still does. But, I mean, he does. We can grow up a little bit. But, like, he played really well yesterday. Like, credit to him. I mean, yeah, he did the things.
Who looked better yesterday, Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts?
Josh Allen. But, like, I just don't understand what's so hard about this. We've been asking for him to throw with anticipation, push the ball down the field, be accurate, and play quarterback at high level. And he did it. He didn't do that against the Packers. He didn't do that against the Rams. I know they won, but that's because of the team, not because of him. Like, listen, what is so hard about – what's the disconnect here? What's the disconnect? I don't get the disconnect. We're all happy they're in the Super Bowl. It's like, well, he played fantastic yesterday.
How did Josh Allen play better than Jalen?
He dominated that game yesterday. He
with 237.
He is a monster. He's one of Matt Collins, not A.J. Brown.
Guys, that's true. I feel like – obviously we saw – 2022 Jalen Hurts yesterday.
Yes.
I feel like just like the meltdown of last season, I think there was something going on. There's something going on that we don't know about or your insiders don't know about is the reason why we scored 55 points yesterday. And listen, nobody on this show or on this planet ever expected us to blow them out like they did yesterday based off of the whole season and the last two playoff games. So, listen, I know we're going to criticize. We got 2 weeks to talk about everything.
Yep.
I just want to let you guys know, like I called in last week, that this guy is the best in the world. Jake Elliott is the best in the world.
Oh, Jake Elliott.
And when you have another opportunity to show why you're the best, you're going to see that. So I feel like, obviously, this is a whole different team than 22. We have the best running attack in the league with one of the best quarterbacks in the league, obviously. And I have no doubt that we're going to win, even though we're going against the scheme of Big Red and, you know, undoubtedly maybe the Michael Jordan of football. So, and I'm not talking about Jalen Hurts. So, you know, I think this is our time.
Hey, we have Michael Jordan.
I think this is our time. Now, can I get some IQs before I leave?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. What could you possibly be doing, Buzz?
No, Buzz.
Buzz.
He must be drinking an Ike juice.
Buzz is already in New Orleans.
He's going to say he was taking a phone call. There's it's the only explanation.
He wasn't taking a phone call. The lines are the full.
Buzz.
We're talking to Angelina.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. A classic.
Thank God. You guys figuring out how to rip everybody off next year in the Fantasy League? Is that what you're doing? How many more hundreds of dollars do I have to send Ike or Lakin or whatever just to work here?
He went back in his hole.
Buzz is always he's never nervous to crack the mic.
No, yes.
Except when he forgot Ike. Geez.
Yeah. You asked him to talk. Oh, he can hear you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, oh, Angelina wasn't talking there. 215-592-9494. Teron in Sicklerville. You're on WIP. What's up, Teron?
Hey, guys. Yeah, Jack, I just wanted to see, man, when Ike came on with that chant, with that victory chant, I just want to see if you got a timing on that one. That one was long. I think that's the best one all year.
Well, and I thought he was going to cut it short. And then he found more.
For it to go away yet. I wanted to keep it longer.
Cracked at the end, though.
Yeah, dude, you did have less of a voice crack at the end.
You held that down. We get a certain age, man. I know how we got that win from. But
I know, man. Listen. Never mind.
Yep. The second wind, huh?
You leave that alone. But anyway, guys, quick, I'm going to get right out of here. Listen, man, all day listener from start my morning to finish, but this is the one show that I like to be active with. I just had, because of all the haters and everything, like, oh, y'all just get lucky all the time. I'll tell you something. Skill gets you to the Super Bowl. Luck doesn't. Luck gets you a play or two, but you got that skill to get this far. Luck ain't going to get you through all this, Ike, we've been here before. A couple years ago, we've been here before. Third time's a charm, buddy. We're going to get another one.
I love it.
All I got, guys. Man, I love the show. Really excited. Let's go finish this thing up.
Let's go, Birds. Let's go finish it.
Well, yeah, we got to win it now.
Yeah.
We got to win it now. Like, I was trying to think before the game. Well, we get to the Super Bowl. It's fun just being there. If you win, but they got to win it now.
Yeah.
The second time against the Chiefs, the opportunity to for Sirianni and Hurts to truly cement themselves in Eagles history and NFL history in a meaningful way. They got to win this game now. they're 1.5 underdogs, essentially a coin flip game, going up against one of the greatest runs. Mahomes Reed run is one of the greatest runs in NFL history. They got to win this game.
You got to play almost the perfect game. I mean, that's how you used to have to beat the Patriots. The Patriots were just steady as you go, and they wait for you to make mistakes. They wait for you to turn the ball over, and that's how you would lose against the Patriots. It's very similar to that with the Chiefs. They rarely beat themselves. So now the good thing for us is, knock on wood, we haven't turned the ball over in ages.
It's actually crazy.
But we don't turn the ball over. Jalen doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, that's really what would turn that game to a blowout yesterday was all the fumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, we forced those fumbles. And so you can't do that against the Chiefs. You got to play almost a perfect game. I hate going back to the last Super Bowl, but that, some would say, even though it happened early enough in the game, some would say that was the difference in the game, the one turnover we had in that game.
The one can be enough.
Yeah.
It can be enough.
And that's how the Chiefs normally win. So when you play a team like that, we got to be at our best. The good thing is I feel like this is a disciplined team. We're not an undisciplined team, right? Despite the emotions that normally flow with CJ, GJ. But that's usually just with Lattimore. And we're not playing against Lattimore. Chiefs don't really have those type of players where you're out there doing a lot of bickering and talking. So, but listen, the players that were here a couple years ago, they want this one.
Yeah.
They want this one.
The
grass shouldn't be a problem.
No, it's turf side. Yeah.
It's turf. We're indoors.
Man, Saquon on turf, too.
Ooh.
Looks even faster.
Let me tell you this with Saquon. Every game he has like this takes me back to sitting out that last game of the season.
But he has these because he sat out that last game of the season.
I know that's one way to look at it.
He hurt his hand the last game. He hurt his calf this game.
That's one way to look at it. Yep. I understand all of that.
I knew this was going to come up.
I'm just saying, he would have played. He would have got the record. We would have got him out of there.
If this ends up with him having the most all-time yards ever for a running back, playoffs and regular season included, and a Super Bowl,
yeah,
are we letting the Dickerson record go?
No.
No. Never. Because quite frankly, this all-time, this record including the playoffs is a bogus record.
No, it's a real record.
No, sure, it's bogus.
It's bogus. It's just, this is the first time I've heard of him, right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't talk about Terrell Davis and just total
the
yards.
Overall game?
Yeah.
Come on.
We don't talk about that.
Girl off, Spike.
Come on, man. Look, this is how good Saquon is, man.
I am going to continue to say.
He's getting the MVP of the Super Bowl.
That week off was helpful. Was helpful. Looking at the pop he has early in these games after the amount of runs he's had this year, I'm still going to look at it.
Does he look tired?
No, because he had 2 weeks off.
He looks like the same player.
He looks the same as he always looks.
I can't believe you guys are still stuck on that. By the way,
they spit in the face of history.
By the way, if you're listening, there's a lot of new people listening to the show today. I think with the Eagles on the way to the Super Bowl. So if you're listening, we're on 2 to 6 every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ike Reese right there.
Yep.
I'm Spike Eskin. That's Jack Fritz.
Shout out to Andy Bloom. He's listening.
Who? Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Did he text you?
He's on his way to the airport. He came in to the game.
Oh, really?
Came in for the game, yeah.
Is he not a Vikings fan?
I think so, but I think he's still he spent time here. He's still
Are you a fraud fan, Andy? Did you jump to the Eagles after Sam Darnold choked in Los Angeles or in Arizona?
In Arizona, yes.
Can't have two favorite teams, especially if they're in the same conference, buddy.
Lakin does.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lakin's a fraud. We found that out on Lie Detector Day.
He was rooting for the Diamondbacks.
One other thing. It's amazing. I don't think we've mentioned him all day. When the offense doesn't look good, we are very quick to say Kellen Moore doesn't call any good plays. Nobody's schemed open. Kellen Moore had a good day yesterday. We saw a few things yesterday that we haven't seen at all.
Yeah.
The first Saquon touchdown, that pitch – how many times have they run that play this year? 3 times? That's not normally how they run Saquon, that first touchdown. Yeah. The two jet sweep plays to Dallas Goedert, I can't remember seeing at all.
Right.
And give credit to Jalen, obviously, for throwing those passes that he threw, but like somebody's got to call him. So if we're gonna criticize Kellen Moore that the offense looks too vanilla when they put up 55 points, he's got to get some credit too, I think.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They knew going in that game plan, we're going to have to throw the ball.
Well, also, maybe the pressure of friggin' Dallas job is off
Hiring
of his plate.
Brian Schott, he ought to be thankful he got saved from that job.
Oh, yeah.
He was saving his good plays for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Figured out
when he
wasn't getting the Cowboys job.
Now he doesn't need it.
That he can use them, and they're going to go win the Super Bowl.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk about the toughness of this team, but also a rumor regarding the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles that would make him just a little bit more like Josh Harris. just a little bit.
They better win.
I didn't see Josh Harris yesterday.
There were some. I think
I didn't see him either.
I saw some fans taking photos of him looking sad.
I saw him shaking hands with Lurie before the game, but that was the only time I saw him. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can enjoy all the big game action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Chickies and Pete's online, chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.